This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On today's episode of 49ers Cutback, why the 49ers might need to go out and get a safety and address the safety room after Talanoa Hufanga's recent comments that could have made it a little bit more interesting whether he's going to be ready or not. All that and more in today's episode. Hope you'll stay and check it out.
To the glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick. It's always the 49ers way, from off season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers Cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. Glad you could come through for this episode, because the 49ers may have a little bit of a predicament when it comes to the safety position. We all know that Talanoa Hufanga was injured last year with a torn ACL. The expectation has been that Hufanga would get cleared sometimes during the offseason, be able to participate in training camp, and then be ready to go week one. We kept wondering, why are the 49ers meeting with safeties? Why are they potentially interested in signing a free agent safety? Then they also address safety in the draft with Malik Mustafa. So what are the 49ers doing at the safety position, and why were they interested in signing a player like Julian Blackman, who of course went back to the Colts, or even the rumors about the 49ers going with Justin Simmons? Well, it may be a big reason why is Talanoa Hufanga's recovery time. Hufanga maybe isn't going to be ready for training camp. And we know the 49ers were worried about Brock Purdy and his status last year, and they went ahead and got the quarterback they felt could lead their team, Sam Darnold, just in case. Well, the 49ers might not have a just in case situation when it comes to somebody filling in for Talanoa Hufanga. Hufanga is an all-pro caliber player, but who's behind him? Before, you always had Deshaun Gibson. Then last year, you had Jair Brown. So you felt like you had a backup that was ready to go. Is Malik Mustafa going to be ready to start week one? Is George Odom going to be ready to start week one if Talanoa Hufanga is not ready? And this isn't just something that I'm getting off of a whim. It's not like I'm just coming up with something out of thin air. But Hufanga actually spoke on this. Talanoa Hufanga spoke about his status and where he is at physically. And that's exactly what put this on my radar. Before, I thought that they were talking about potentially bringing on a safety because it made sense to have a veteran in the room. George Odom, known mainly for special teams. And I like Mustafa, but I think potentially they might need to go ahead and make a move. And during this episode, we're going to talk about it. You can let me know about it in the comment section if you think the 49ers need to get a safety. Maybe you don't believe they need to right now, but by the end of the episode, you might. Please like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I really appreciate it. If you're listening on audio platform, 49ers Cutback on Believe, please give it a 5-star rating. And if you're going to bet, bet with Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. And this is something that we wondered if Hufanga was going to be healthy. And I think it's always better to hear from the actual player about how their recovery is going and what their availability is potentially going to be for the season. So I'm going to get it started by getting Talanoa Hufanga's thoughts on where he is health-wise, and then we can unpack it after you hear what Hufanga had to say.
So obviously, give or take any time, but the goal is to be ready by week one. The goal is to be in training camp, not at the very beginning, but to ramp me up correctly, just so it's not just to throw you out there to the wolves and good luck. But try to be smart with it. We've had plenty of conversations with the training staff and putting me in the best possible situation to succeed for myself, and then on then try to help the team as well. So
made me a little bit nervous when I heard these comments, because Talanoa Hufanga is a very important piece to the back end of the 49ers secondary. I like Jair Brown, and Jair Brown showed that he's got the ability to be a starting caliber player in this league for a long time with how he produced down the stretch last season. Of course, he's still got growth. He's still got to get better, but I think every single player can say that. But the position next to him is going to be very important. Are you willing to potentially not have Hufanga early in the season? Because Hufanga's talking about coming back through training camp and then ramping it up, and it sounds good, and he's saying, hey, we're projecting week one, but can you rely on that to happen? Are you starting to get nervous if you're the 49ers? At what point do you pull the trigger and bring someone in to instill that you have a guy that can get in there and make plays for your football team? Because teams around the league are going to start having injuries. The Colts just had a safety go down. Now they're evaluating the free agent market. You don't want to miss out on a player that can really help your football team. But the reason that this makes you nervous is because it's a target date. A goal date is week one. What happens if Hufanga doesn't meet that goal? Does he start the season on the PUP list, on the IR? Does he not be available for the first four games? Do you carry him on the roster, but he doesn't play the first two, three matchups as he's getting himself right? You know, as he does, like they said, what's best for him? Because the truth is, the 49ers don't want to rush Talanoa Hufanga back. Yeah, they want him back week one, but they want Hufanga for the rest of the season. They don't want him to get re-injured. So at what point do you decide we need to make sure we have somebody else that can play in the room? And why do we need somebody else? Well, let's just look at the current roster of the San Francisco 49ers. We've talked about Jair Brown. He's solid, and he's going to be the other safety that starts, whether it's Hufanga or somebody else. But after that, next up on the depth chart has got to be George Odom. And I talked about him being mainly a special teams guy, and he was a backup safety for a long time with the Colts, but his real ability is on special teams. He's pretty good in the box. He's usually a good tackler, but he has definitely shown some struggles about how he plays in the 49ers system. And we're going to hear from Sorensen about Gio a little bit later on. But who else do you have after that? You have fourth round pick Malik Mustafa. And I think everyone admits they're happy about what Malik Mustafa could be eventually for this defense. But I'm not sure Malik Mustafa is going to be ready to go week one if Hufanga is not ready. And are you really going to let this safety room be Malik Mustafa and Jair Brown against the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers, and their weapons? That sounds a little bit daunting for a couple of young players in what Malik Mustafa would be his first game in prime time. I don't know if that's setting up a player for success. And so it would probably be George Odom. And I don't think we feel comfortable with George Odom going out there and starting. The 49ers might, but I don't think so the way they've interacted and looked for safeties around the league. So you got Odom, you got Malik Mustafa. Who else do you have? Well, you have Taylor Hawkins, who's been around the 49ers organization for 2 years now, did get a start last season in week 18 against the Rams, had an interception, but got injured. Undersized, pretty good at playing with instinct and ability, but are you going to start Taylor Hawkins, another young player? I know he started in week 18, but are you going to roll with Hawkins? Maybe, if you want to save money, but when is Hufanga going to be ready? So Hawkins, another guy, Eric Harris, who has been around the league for a long time. He's 34 years old. He also played in the Canadian Football League. He's been all over the place as a big safety, 6'2", 225 pounds. So you probably could have him on the practice squad. You did last year. Maybe elevate him for the game. That's potentially an opportunity you could do. He's good at special teams. But how far are you falling off from what you're going to get from Hufanga to what you're going to get from one of these backup guys? And then, of course, you've got Jalen Mahoney, the undrafted free agent out of Vanderbilt. He's 5'11", 200 pounds. And from what I've seen on film, he's got a long way to go to be ready. So those are the available guys that you have under contract and on your roster. And it was interesting because one guy that didn't come back this year has been Tashawn Gibson. And we know Gip had such a great relationship with Kyle Shanahan. He has a really good relationship with Talanoa Fonga, and he played pretty good over the last 2 years when it was thought that he was in the twilight of his career. His career was almost over. He hasn't announced retirement, which means he could be available. Well, here's kind of something interesting, and I don't know if I'm reading into this a little bit more than I should, but Sorensen is talking about the safety position and which guys are the best cover, and he's going to talk about Hufanga, and then he's going to mention Gip. And I found it a little bit interesting. You guys can make your own thoughts on it. I'm curious what you think as well, but here's what he had to say about it.
Honestly, you see a lot of them doing a lot of nice things. It's cool to see. You know, you'd love to see Huff out there, and obviously Gip's not with us, you know, on our team this year, but it gives those other guys opportunities. And
Gip's not with us on the team this year. The way that he kind of struggled with that, I almost thought he was going to say Gip's not with us yet. And like I said, I don't know that for sure. He just said he wasn't on the team this year, and that's factual. But what about Tashawn Gibson? Could he not be a option the 49ers go with? And maybe they're waiting because with Gip, you're going to have to sign him, and then you might get Hufanga back. Do you have Gip relegated as a backup? Because I don't think Gip is going to start over Jair Brown. So maybe the 49ers are waiting just to see how long Hufanga is going to be out, and that way Gip can decide if that's a situation he wants to be in, where he steps in and plays a few games or not. Maybe he didn't want to come until training camp. Maybe you want to see how far you can get in Hufanga's recovery before you entertain another safety. Maybe you want to see how Malik Mustafa comes in. It was Gip that came in a couple years ago at the end of training camp, went into a preseason game, and then started week one of that season, getting elevated off the practice squad. So I don't think it's out of the question the 49ers could reach out to Tashawn Gibson about potentially coming in. I don't know if Nick Sorensen was saying, hey, he's not part of the team yet, or he's just not part of the team this year. But I think that he is in the minds of that organization because of how he carries himself. The consummate pro, he does things the right way, and he already has a relationship playing with Jair Brown. And I think that is a pivotal thing for this season, is you don't really have the same chemistry between Taulo Hufanga and Jair Brown. Now, Hufanga and his presser talked about the fact that him and Jair Brown did play some snaps together, so he's went back and looked at how they play those. They're having a lot of communication, and that's huge, and I think they would figure it out in training camp. But what happens if Hufanga is not out on the field during training camp? What is their chemistry going to look like? Well, if you had Gip and Hufanga wasn't ready, Gip and Jair Brown already have a chemistry. Gip already understands his defense.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So to me, he would make a lot of sense for the 49ers to bring in. Now, what would his number look like? Not sure. Last year, they signed him to a deal that was very team friendly. They added void years to that deal, so they're actually still paying Gibson this year. So they could definitely figure it out. But I just thought it was interesting there. But what if it's not Gip? What if you're going with one of these other guys that are on your roster? Well, here's what Sorensen had to say about the other guys. And he starts it off with George Odom, which I think is the most interesting one. Because as of right now, if Talanoa is not ready, George Odom is stepping in that position as starter for the 49ers.
Just how Gio, I think, has done a lot of nice things. I think he took a big step last year, and seeing him do it again, like his communicating, like it just helps when you're being in the system a few years. He's obviously, you guys know, as a special teams player, he's a heck of a football player, and that just translates to his game. And when you have great skills of how he can run, how he can tackle, I mean, it's football, right? So now it's just translating to that on the defensive side, and I think he's done that really well, you know, starting last year in the offseason, but then even particular this time. Hawk's done a nice job. When Tig was out there, he was doing really well. And even Malik and Jalen, Mahoney, those guys are both those two rookies. They've shown a lot of, like, really all those guys with depth and close to the line of scrimmage have done a lot of nice things just in coverage, out of the post with their breaks and their finish. It's been a collective good group this offseason.
It's good to hear that George Odom is acclimating, you know, to this defense. He's been in it for a couple of years, so you would expect him to know the details, the ins and outs, and then get more comfortable playing it. So that's always good to hear. But when you hear about guys like Hawk, which is Taylor Hawkins, and then the young players like Mahoney and Malik Mustafa, you know there's a lot that has to go into them getting ready and able to give you significant snaps. And I think if we go back to the rookie season of Talanoa Hufanga, Hufanga got some snaps playing with Jaquiski Tartt, playing with Jimmy Ward, and I think that really helped him. But they made sure that it was snaps here and there. They didn't go out there and just have him start football games minus there being an injury. Last year, Jair Brown, he got thrust into the starting lineup because of injury to Talanoa Hufanga, and he did pretty well. But the 49ers had to eventually sub him out, and it took him a while to get back into the starting lineup. The 49ers were trying to be as careful as they could with a young player. So my feelings are Malik Mustafa is probably not going to start in year one, And the best you could possibly hope for is him to get snaps here and there. But I don't think that's what the 49ers really want. They want that veteran safety next to Jair Brown that can make plays in the box and make plays in the back end. And he talked a little bit about the fact Mustafa and Mahoney are doing better at that, being able to play in the box, play deep, because that is exactly what you have to do to have versatility at the safety position. So Hufanga's not ready. I don't know if the 49ers feel as comfortable as Nick Sorensen tried to make it sound with George Odom. I think if it was going to be a game, maybe two, George Odom could probably bridge the gap. But what happens if you suffer an injury? Then all of a sudden it is Malik Mustafa. And you can't afford in this league to be weak on the back end. The way that teams play, it's tough. There's good football teams out there, and they'll make you pay if you're not ready to go. So who are some guys the 49ers could be interested in getting that are available on the open market? We talked about Tashawn Gibson, and to me, Tashawn Gibson is the easiest avenue and the most realistic for the 49ers to go. Steps in day one, he knows your system, he's already played with Jair Brown. You just feel comfortable that Tashawn Gibson's going to give you above average safety play. And when he's on top of his game, he's going to get turnovers, he's going to make plays, he can cover tight ends one-on-one. There's a lot of versatility that comes with Gip. And so I think the 49ers would feel the most comfortable there. But do the 49ers decide that they want to do even more? So who are those guys that the 49ers have potential interest in? I think Justin Simmons would be a lofty signing because Simmons is an all-pro in every sense of the word. This would be a guy you're bringing in, and you are expecting him to play the entire season as a starter. So that would either displace Taunu Hufanga or Jair Brown in the starting lineup. Now, if you could get Justin Simmons for the right price, yes, you're in a season where you're all in on winning a Super Bowl. If you didn't think that was going to ruin your future, then yeah, you go ahead and do it. But for whatever reason, Justin Simmons is still out there and available, and nobody's been willing to pull the trigger. It must mean he wants more money than they really want to pay for a plus 30 safety. That's why playing for the 49ers makes sense, especially on a one-year deal. Get in, get a decent amount of money, and then get out a chance to go get a Super Bowl and win. But we'll see. I think he's not the most likely because he would want to step in and start and play the entire season. And he's so good. That's what you want. You're probably going to have to pay him double-digit salary. I don't think the 49ers want to do that as a safety position because they're already trying to decide if they're going to sign Taunu Hufanga long-term. So who's another guy? Well, Quadre Diggs, who played in Seattle, this one would make sense because one of the guys who put me on to how quickly Nick Sorensen might become the 49ers defensive coordinator was Quadre Diggs. Diggs, when Sorensen signed with the 49ers coaching staff a few years ago, he was very complimentary of Sorensen, talked about how great he was, how well he worked with all of the players, with all the staff, how intelligent he was when it came to coverages, and they really all sold out for him, but Quadre Diggs especially. And Diggs is still out there on the open market, and he knows how to run this defensive scheme, and he's a guy that can play the deep third, he can play in the box, he's got everything you could possibly want as far as playing safety. Now, Seattle moved on from him. You went from a different philosophy from what you were getting with Pete Carroll to what you're going to get now, a more Baltimore-esque defense in Seattle. So Quadre Diggs doesn't quite fit as of now, and he's available on the open market. If the price was right and Hufanga wasn't going to be ready, you could go the Diggs route. But once again, Quadre Diggs is going to have to start. So that means Hufanga is either on the bench or Jair Brown's on the bench. So when you're making these big signings, you've got to remember that portion of what's going to happen once Hufanga is ready. And there's always the possibility Taunu Hufanga's ready week one, but you've got to be prepared just in case. And you hedge your bets that all of a sudden he's not going to be ready until week three, week four, and you've got some critical games, NFC West games coming up in that area. So I don't think you want to run it out that long and risk the possibility of not having great safety play. It would be terrible to have great front seven and great cornerback play, and then that one safety position gives you problems and they go pick you apart because teams and offensive coordinators in this league are good enough to pick one guy apart and find a matchup that works well for them. And I don't really want to see some of those matchups that we could potentially struggle with. And even with some of the guys that you would bring in, it would still be a struggle. So Diggs potentially is a guy. And another guy that is on the open market, and this one is not one of my favorites, but the fact that the rumors are the 49ers keep checking in with him and keeping tabs on him, is Jamal Adams. And Adams coming in as a guy that's on a cheap contract could somewhat make sense if the 49ers felt that they had a certain scheme and certain plot for him. He could play some of those early games for Tauno Ufanga. And then once Ufanga came back, you could just keep Jamal Adams in a certain role. But to me, that would be really interesting. So I don't know. I think this is going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I think Ufanga coming back during training camp is going to be the key. When exactly does he come back? He's already talking about it. Ain't going to be at the beginning. Well, when's it going to be? Week two, week three? Are we ever going to see him at training camp get ready for the season? Or is it one of those things where he's rehabbing and then all of a sudden he's trying to go week one? I think that could be a little bit interesting when it comes to communication with Jair Brown, but also just where he ends up fitting in this 49ers defense. So what do you think? Do you think Talano Hufanga is going to be ready to go week one? Or do the 49ers need to go out and sign another safety to potentially play in place of him? I think it's something that is not going away anytime soon. And I think when you look over at the tight end position and what the 49ers did there with Logan Thomas, yeah, they could have counted on young guys, but they weren't hedging their bets. And what do we got there? A starter in George Kittle, who was supposed to be back during training camp. And Kittle and Traverius Ward are going to be back for training camp. Both of them said so. I don't know if Fonga said some point during training camp. I think it's a little bit interesting. So there's other guys that are available as well, just to name a few of guys, just in case you guys wanted to know who the other safeties available are. Eddie Jackson, Marcus May, Micah Hyde, Tracy Walker, Jayron Kearse, Adrian Phillips, Kareem Jackson, Keanu Neal, Rudy Ford, Ryan Neal, Adrian Amos, and John Johnson. So there's some guys you could bring in to come in and compete at camp, and potentially they're on your roster early on, and then you go ahead and make a move. And of course, if you're bringing in one of those guys, you're releasing somebody off your 90-man roster, and so you would probably potentially move on from like a Jalen Mahoney, the undrafted free agent. We'll see. I think it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out and if the 49ers do have to go out and get a safety. Seems like they were willing to before the draft. They did get Malik Mustafa. Has Mustafa showed them enough that they detour from their original thought about bringing in a safety to be there in case Hufanga's not ready? I think we're going to find out over the coming weeks, the next 38, 40 days. It's going to be interesting to see what the 49ers do. Thank you guys all so much for joining me. Please like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I appreciate it. If you're listening to audio platform, 49ers, cut back on Bleav. Please give it a 5-star rating. This episode was brought to you by Bet Online. The game starts here. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Until then, stay safe. And remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.